Look, I am really looking forward to it, and I actually really am ashamed to say I have absolutely no idea what to expect scenically, because I really, you know, don't know what the... I've heard it's beautiful, but I really don't know what to expect.
What are some lessons that perhaps Australia has learned in combating family and sexual violence that could be useful in PNG?
Look, I think that Australia is really only just understanding the degree of the problem within our own communities, and the conversations that surround family violence are still fairly new to lots of people. And so I think that that's something that, you know, I've learned is starting the conversation, and that conversation existing in boardrooms, in, you know, political chambers, sporting organisations, barbecues, around the kitchen table. These are areas that conversations need to start and they need to happen. And from that, we can start to become more aware of how far-reaching and how problematic this is.
You're going to be doing some speaking while you're there. I imagine you'll also be doing quite a lot of listening as well, listening to the experiences of PNG women, which might be a bit different to perhaps your background in Australia.
Look, I think it's really important, as you say, that I can share my story. I can and share the experience I have and my journey. But it is incredibly important to be able to listen respectfully and wholeheartedly, because so many victims of violence do not have the opportunity to be heard.
You're obviously going up to PNG, bringing your experience and your story and the trauma that you survived. Do you think that you'll be bringing something back with you to Australia once you've been in PNG?
Well, I'm certainly hoping so and intending to do so. In Australia, I spend as much time as I can visiting different communities, including Aboriginal communities. And I think it's really important for us all to understand that violence towards women is happening around the world, and in some countries it's even worse than what we know here, and women's rights are even less or non-existent. So I think sharing that information and being able to maximise the publicity from my visit and hopefully that be some kind of catalyst for change, it's a real privilege for me to be able to do that, and I do that very carefully, and I feel that, within our Aboriginal communities over here, they too feel very isolated, they feel very alone, and they also struggle to be heard, and they also don't realise that this problem exists across all cultures, across all of our society, and it's not just problematic in one particular area or one particular pocket of our civilization.